Hey, welcome back. I'm Johanna Grunaway here with some of the top stories we're tracking right now. At least 32 people were killed in Baghdad today after twin suicide bombings ripped through a busy market in the Iraqi capital. Another 110 others were wounded in what officials say was the first massive bombing in years. The violence comes amid heightened political tensions over planned early elections and a severe economic crisis. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, but Iraqi military officials blamed the Islamic State group. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is proposing a 5-year extension of the New START treaty with Russia. The extension would limit the number of U.S. and Russian strategic nuclear weapons. The treaty is set to expire February 5th, and it's the last remaining agreement constraining U.S. and Russian nuclear weapons. Biden's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is reportedly speaking with Russia's ambassador to the U.S. about the proposal this afternoon. And in other news, the latest jackpot-winning Powerball ticket, worth $731 million, was sold in the struggling coal mining town of Lona Coning, Maryland. That's the fifth largest lottery prize in U.S. history. The winner may not be announced, though, since Maryland allows winners to remain anonymous. It had been more than 4 months since anyone won the Powerball, which allowed the game's jackpot to grow so large. And an even larger Mega Millions jackpot will be up for grabs this Friday night. Thanks for watching, Newsy. We'll be back with more headlines soon, but more news continues right here, right now.